Been a little bit surreal after spending such a long time in South Africa and listening to your commentaries on Radio Lincolnshire in sunny Cape Town. Two amazing games in actual fact. Probably also games that will decide our future for this season and next season. So two really seminal games, I believe, and the way in which we won them as well was nothing short of surreal. I felt words can't really express how I felt at the Torquay game when we came back with those two late goals, but to actually repeat the exercise again at Gateshead on Monday was just unbelievable, and says an awful lot about the team and how they apply themselves and how they keep going for the full 95 minutes, because let's face it, football these days seems to be a game of 95 minutes and not 90 minutes. So absolutely tremendous from the lads. I thought they were massive in both of those games and set us up now for one win out of the last three games. So brilliant.
I know when you approached Danny and Nicky to bring them to the football club, you as a board had done a lot of research on them. You talked to them several times, gone through a rig process. You actually pushed the boat out financially to bring them to the football club as well. But you must have, we're 11 months on, exceeded all expectations.
Yeah, it's been an amazing 11 months, really, because that's basically the amount of time Danny and Nicky have been with us, 11 months. And what they've achieved in those 11 months is nothing short of amazing. When we first started talking to Danny and Nicky, I think we were helped in the first place by the fact that Chris decided to stand down before the season finished, and so gave us an opportunity to think about who we might like to approach as our next managers. And so we were given a little bit of a head start, I felt, on perhaps the opposition, who were clubs like Tranmere, I know, and a couple of other league clubs who were also looking at Danny and Nicky, I understand. So we did a lot of research on them, and we felt that with Clive's investment, we could go out there and actually make a reasonable offer to Danny and Nicky to go full-time at Lincoln City. And there are a number of conversations took place, and a few meetings, and it all came to fruition, I'm pleased to say. So, but I have to say, myself and my other board members also worked very hard to make it happen too. So it was, it was a great day when they signed on the dotted line in Cambridge Services.
Oh, the glamour. What are they like to work with as people?
Oh, absolutely marvellous. No tantrums, no. Yeah, it's very straightforward. We just speak our minds, and everybody takes on board each other's point of view, and we always leave with a smile on our faces. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant to work with.
I was interested when I spoke to you the first time, when you were obviously come back here, and I'm sort of paraphrasing slightly, but you sort of said now in the next few weeks it's up to the board and the club to show the same ambition and drive that we've seen from the Cowleys.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain things that Danny and Nicky have asked for, and number one on their wish list is a training ground. And David Parman, one of our directors, has been charged with trying to make this happen, and in actual fact I'm going with David today to look at some land that we think might be very suitable for a training ground for Lincoln City. We're looking for something which is exclusive only to Lincoln City, something that we're not going to have to share with anybody else, and something that Danny and Nicky can turn into their sort of secondary headquarters, if you like. So that's something that we are going to do. But as you said, and as we all said amongst ourselves as directors, we really do have to match the ambitions of Danny and Nicky. Otherwise, you know, the relationship won't go anywhere. It's as simple as that. So we will move heaven and earth to make sure that the board are matching Danny's and Nicky's ambitions and make things work.
And just on the training ground, I guess, I know it wasn't a decision that was made when you were chairman, but the decision with the previous training ground and why it all went wrong, I guess there are big learning lessons as a football club to learn and to get right this time.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, as I understand it, there are no surveys done on the agronomy of the previous training ground, and it was all done very hit and miss. It was a good idea, but it wasn't really followed through with the due diligence that it should have been, perhaps, and not being critical of anybody because of different times. But yeah, this time we will check everything out before we even contemplate moving to wherever it is we go to.
And on the playing side, obviously, final decisions can't be made until the season ends and you know which league you're going to be in. But I guess in terms of budget for players, you want to show some ambition in that area as well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's our view that we need to support Danny and Nicky as much as we possibly can to give them the best possible chance in League Two if we were lucky enough to get there. So I would imagine that discussions we've had at board level so far, we'd be looking to provide Danny and Nicky with a budget that would be top half of League Two should we get promoted.
And if Danny came up to you and said, there is player X, it's outside of our budget, we need to push the boat out for this amount, obviously we can't specify the amount, but is that something you would support?
It's something I would support because I think Danny and Nicky have shown this season that you can trust their judgment, and I would always trust Danny and Nicky's judgment every step of the way, 100%.
And I know that in some ways it's more a question for Danny, this one, but there's ongoing discussions about some of the existing players and trying to get contracts sorted out.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're very very close to sealing negotiations with two or three of the players that I know Danny wants to keep. And I think he's also got a number of other players he's still got to talk to, but I think that will wait until the end of the season.
Also off the pitch, one of the things that we talked to Kevin Cook about is the ticketing arrangements. Clearly the amount of interest in the football club is, the club's trying to catch up with that in a way, isn't it? I think that's an area that you're looking to overhaul in the summer.
Yeah, Kevin's already had two meetings with ticketing people, and he's got another meeting early next week with a third ticketing entity, and following that third meeting next week, we'll be making a decision on who we go on board with. I think you'll find that our ticketing system next season will be very, very good, and it will be on a par with probably Premiership clubs in terms of what it can do for us.
So hopefully not too many queues going forward.
Hopefully not. But I have to say that, I mean, this was totally unprecedented. Yeah. This year. We weren't prepared for it. And I think Kevin and the ticketing office did remarkably well under the circumstances. And I know people were complaining, but I think you've got to give us a little bit of latitude, because I think under the circumstances, we did pretty well at the end of it all.
Saturday, I don't know about you, but I'll have a brief moment when I think, looking at around 10,000 Lincoln City fans there, my mind might go back to a Tuesday night at Carr Sholton. You were actually sat alongside us, as I recall, getting quite aerated about. And you must have felt quite a lonely chairman, because you put all that money in, you saw an abject performance, and then on Saturday, hopefully, you get to reflect on how the world has changed and how the club has changed.
Yeah, it has been a very difficult 5 years for me, I have to say, and probably Carr Sholton was down there.
We need a T-shirt, don't we?
We do. I was at Carr Sholton. But it was an absolutely horrendous night, and I remember going back on the team coach and feeling the most dispirited I've ever felt for many, many years. But yeah, we've stuck in there. We've turned it round gradually, slowly but surely, and here we are today. And to be quite honest, Michael, I would have 10 Carr Sholton nights to make up for what's happened this season.
And just finally, a message to the club's fans. There's lots of new ones as well, which I know you're very happy about.
Yeah, I think Lincoln is a fast expanding city, and We've got about 6,000 or 6,500 new fans coming to games in the last sort of couple of months. And I'd love to think that probably 30% of those at least